Maybe this will be good for you. Maybe a little stability in your life.
I've lived on my own since I was 15, so yeah. Really? He's actually a lot more stable.
You grew up in that cult I read.
Yeah.
What cult? What is it called?
The Children of God.
That's the one.
Yeah. That's the one when you're River Phoenix. When you were 12 years old, that's when you start having sex for the cult, right? Because your body, the guy who started it was like Mo Ginsberg or something. I don't know what his name was.
Guy David Berg.
David Berg. And he decided that, hey, if you're 12, you're already getting your period, so God must want you to have sex.
God wants you to get it.
Well, actually, luckily, because of my father running the Italian chapter, we were kind of protected. But a lot of the kids, even River, actually said that he had sex when he was 4.
When he was 4?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, which, you know, is always really interesting. And when I was 4, I remember thinking that these people are promoting some really bizarre, screwed up Christian values. I mainly remember, like, being forced to go to hospitals and, like, sing on my banjo to, like, sick and dying kids for photo ops.
Right.
Which is, like, if I was a sick and dying kid, last thing...
Right.
Killing me softly.
Right.
And, you know, singing for money on the streets.
So you never had sex when you were 12? The cult didn't force you?
Your parents protected you.
No. I waited till I was 14.
You did. And did you have 14? Wasn't your job to go out and recruit other people into the cult by having sex with them?
No, that was the women. Like the women.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They called it flirty fishing. Isn't that creepy?
The whole thing is creepy.
Yeah, I know. I hear you.
To be in a cult.
Where are these people?
And were you like, what's wrong?
My mother works for Microsoft.
Oh, really?
One could say that's a cult.
Are you friends with your parents?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Not a lot. Because you probably have no respect for them because they're in a cult.
Yeah,
okay, what's wrong with you?
Why would you listen to them?
They're not really, you know, they're not like that anymore. I mean, and everybody, certainly it was a different time, you know, 70s, whatever.
But, yeah, but whatever.
I have a hard time.
That.
I don't like being around other people. Mm. I don't like being forced in situations where I have to be around a lot of people. So having to live with a lot of stupid people, especially people that didn't shave their armpits or their legs, would really vex me terribly.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
I have a deep aversion to hippies.
Is it like a commune thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lots of hairy legs. I remember, like, walking down the street and, like, we'd pick up snails and they would boil them and that would be, like, lunch.
Ugh.
That's what I'm saying.
And what was with your parents? What were they thinking, putting you in that dangerous situation?
Obviously, the kids were a little down on the list.
Right.
So they had 6 of them.
So you went psychotherapy? You had six...
We had 6 kids to make up for that whole thing.
Did you go into therapy to try to straighten your head out?
Oh, yeah.
It hasn't worked?
You know, I found out a fascinating thing from my therapist, actually. She does a lot of work with, like, ex-cult people and stuff. And there's this thing called the Cult Awareness Network.
Yeah.
And they were basically people that are helping other people get out of cults or bringing, you know, attention to cults and warning people. And they did a big thing on Scientology, and the Scientologist sued them, made them bankrupt, and bought that. So now the Scientologists are the Cult Awareness Network. So when people call to get deprogrammed from other things,
they're getting Scientology.
Oh my God. Oh,
wow,
man.
Wow, that's cool. Scientology's
that's
incredible.
Weird.
I went to Lisa Marie Presley's birthday party the other night.
Oh, did you?
It was really weird.
Now, what was that like?
Bizarre. Because
she's bizarre.
Well, her office kept calling and inviting me, and I was trying to figure out why that.
You don't even know her.
No, I mean, I think she's beautiful, but and Elvis is cool, but
is
I
it just
know.
That they want other celebrities at their parties?
Okay, that's what I'm thinking, right? But then either way, you know, normally I wouldn't subscribe to that, but, you know.
Lisa Marie Presley.
You got to go see,
exactly,
right?
Let's go check out the scene.
Exactly.
How many people get invited to that?
40 people only.
Who were the people?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Like middle-aged.
And you.
So weird.
Like, it wasn't all celebrity kind of thing.
And it wasn't huge.
Juliette Lewis was there.
So why do you think you were invited out of all the celebrities she could have?
Maybe I'm the only one that showed up, but I don't think so. Because
did she hang with you that night?
Well, she came up to me, and I said happy birthday, but I felt stupid because I didn't know her, and it seemed actually fairly intimate. I expected this big, crazy
right
thing. Wow.
And it was like, you know, families, little kids. It was very weird. And she looked beautiful, and I, you know, she seems like a really nice lady, and I said happy birthday, and then she threw her arms around me in this big hug, and I just, you know, I didn't want her to think I was one of those people that pretends like I know you just, you know, because you're famous or something.
Right, right.
And I said that. And then she told me I was really beautiful, and she petted my hair. It's a very strange situation.
I think that her whole life has been like that, though, that everybody, you know, knows her.
Right.
So she feels
maybe
she knows everybody.
Yeah.
And Elvis was a weirdo anyway, and he was always like, you're so beautiful. Yeah. Everything was about being beautiful.
But she was 5 years old when he died.
Right.
Yeah.
She was very, very nice, and it was very cool. The weird thing was that they had these poker tables and stuff set up.
Yeah.
But nobody's playing, like they're not allowed to play. But I did steal a couple of chips that say Lisa Marie Presley.
What the hell?
That's
very strange. So weird.
And then
it was really weird. There was like these like Secret Service people like following me around when I was in there,
and they didn't want Marilyn there. They wanted you there. It wasn't like they were trying to get both of you there, were they?
Right. No, they called his office separately, but we you know, it wasn't like some people call like my place for.
And what'd you wear? Did you wear some outrageous clothes, or you just kind of normal?
I don't even remember. It's all about Lisa Marie that night.
Wow.
So, but the Secret Service is following me around, like, and keeping me abreast of what's going on as I'm entering. She's cutting the cake now. She's blowing out the candles.
Well, that's a weird scene.
Yeah.
But not to, you know, I don't really know all that much about Scientology or this or that. She seemed like a very nice person. But I thought it was very interesting that they now run the Cult Awareness Network. So don't call if you're trying to get out of something.
Really? Well, that's pretty weird information.
Yeah, then again, maybe if you're listening to Howard Stern.
See, I have a theory that...
Anyway.
Yeah, I have a theory that every family is a cult. Now, this seriously.
Mine just happened to be 200 people.
Yeah, yours was 200 people, but like I even see my parents had rules.
Yeah, they indoctrinate you.
They indoctrinate you.
Right.
And everything's about making them happy.
Ridiculous. I had rules for my father. I had to sit on my bed all day long and learn how to snap my fingers when I was six. Otherwise, God wouldn't teach me to drive a car when I was 16.
What?
Wow. Talk about how
and
weird.
Even then, I was like, that is such a lot of crap.
Your parents told you, hey, sit on the bed and snap your fingers or else...
God won't teach you how to drive a car when you're 16. And also that I could never wear nail polish because God could see the dirt underneath. Just weird little weirdo things.
Boy, boy, oh boy.
Man. But I really, you know, they're funny, though. They're very smart.
How'd you get out of the cult? Like, when you were 15, you just said, I'm splitting.
No, we were nine, actually. I was nine. We actually had to escape because a lot of kids were disappearing into child slavery rings. I know, it sounds very fantastical.
No, it doesn't. You're
but
telling me...
I could be, like, sweeping Gaddafi's doorstep right now, basically.
You're telling a lot of the kids disappeared.
Well, what would happen is if there was a bunch of people in a family, a bunch of kids, and the parents wanted to leave or something, one of the kids would disappear.
Really?
Which basically is a warning that all the other ones, and it's very difficult to get out of. And I remember there's this crazy black guy named Peppo that I woke up with when we went to like our first like kind of escape house thing, and I woke up with him like swinging outside my window and trying to hammer the house down. They're very strange people.
Where are the police in all this? When you were nine, when you oh really that's true.
Yeah. My mom, when she was 9 months pregnant with me, the Italian police were trying to climb on her. That's what was going on there.
But I don't understand something. So when you're nine, you get out of the cult.
I'm from America.
And where do you go? Who do you live with?
Well, I went to live with my grandmother for a while in Gig Harbor, Washington, which was quite a bit of culture shock.
Right.
Major.
But at least she got out.
Yeah, well.
So you must love your grandma, because at least she got you, like, she put you up somewhere.
Yeah, the first day I was in town, I had to sit at the organ and learn how to play America the Beautiful. It's a huge, like, flag over the organ.
Well, you got to realize the grandmother raised the parents.
Really?
So
that's
how,
right.
Yeah, they, you know, there's a problem there.
Hey, you poor kid. So when you were 15, you ran away from your grandmother?
No, I lived with my dad came back and my mom came back.
Oh, they did?
I bounced between both of them. I lived, you know.
But now you're not even in touch with them, probably.
No, I talked to them.
Tell me how when you're 9 years old you get out of a cult, because I'm trying to follow this. For anyone who's listening who's in a cult. So you...
I'm just going with my dad at that point.
Oh, you did? You ran off with him?
Yeah, they escaped.
But doesn't
my mom still stayed in for a while.
Yeah, but doesn't the cult try to bring you back and stuff?
That's why they sent the crazy black man named Peppo to hammer down our house.
Oh, I see.
That was a convincing argument, I thought.
Don't they still contact you? I read somewhere they still contact you.
No, they'll be... like a couple of years ago, I opened my door and there's a box of baby clothes of mine sitting on the front doorstep, which were Italian and only could be from there. And they're the only people that had it. So just like, kind of like weird little things. But I heard recently they actually relocated to Glendale, California, and have changed their name to spruce up their image to the family, which I don't think is a very smart name to change.
No.
Well, it doesn't sound like a group of Charles Manson.
Sounds like Manson to me.
That's what I'm saying.
Charles Manson's family.
Yeah, really.
Gee, I want to sign up.